Well, Sean Parcells owns National Forensic Autopsy and Recovery Services. He says lawyers for the family of Michael Brown contacted him because of his expertise in gunshot wounds.
I am a forensic pathologist assistant and medical investigator.
That is a degree that does not exist to my knowledge, except in the mind of Sean Parcells.
Forensic pathologist Dr. Eric Mitchell takes issue with Parcells' title.
You cannot claim the title, because it is a formal, a licensable profession. You can assist somebody. I could say that, for instance, I've paid my taxes, so I'm an assistant president of the United States.
Parcells admits he has no certification as a pathology assistant, but says his qualification comes from experience.
I worked there as a forensic assistant for about a year. And if I remember correctly, that was like 2005 to 2006. Okay. That was under Dr. Young.
That's Dr. Thomas Young, the former Jackson County medical examiner.
And that's honestly where I gained a lot of my experience.
Parcells says his training began in 1997 when he interned with Dr. Young and continued until he was hired in the mid-2000s. We spoke to Dr. Young, who said, quote, "Sean hung out at the Jackson County Medical Examiner's office but was not trained by me. He has been representing himself in a way that is not appropriate by giving forensic pathology opinions when he is not qualified to do so."
He has none of the qualifications that are required. He has experience as a morgue technician, somebody who would move bodies around, clean up after an autopsy.
A lot of this was started because I have competitors who I was taking business from. And the coroner's also is a very political system. So it's buddy-buddy, who's your buddy?
Dr. Mitchell doesn't agree.
Jealousy has nothing to do with the issue with Parcells. Parcells is practicing medicine without a license.